This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Good afternoon, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, and welcome to the very first episode of The Point with Bill Crawford. This is The Point, and I am Bill Crawford, and myself and producer Brian Temple are taking the show today on a shakedown cruise. If we were in the Navy, we want to make sure we can pull this thing off, get all the bugs worked out with no glitches, and we're going to have a good show. Brian, how are you doing today?
It is a great day to be here on Talk Radio WCCN and launching on The Point. Bill and I are pretty good friends, so this is an exciting time for us to take these things out and take the chocks from behind the wheels and see if we can't get this thing in the air.
Hey, we're going to have to, as we say in the helicopter business, we're going to kick the tire and light the fire, and we're going to head on out. And by the way, Brian, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. I didn't know I was such a good guy, but I guess I am. And folks, here we are on Talk Radio WZZN, which you can listen to on your HD radio at 97.7.2, or you can download the app from the App Store. It doesn't cost you a penny. At Talk Radio WZZN, just download it for free, and you can listen to our show wherever you may be. If you're in your car, you can plug it into your car and listen to it through the radio. That's what I do all the time. And also, we're going to be able to take your phone calls at 256-382-0724. Today, we have a couple of great guests coming up later on in the show. In the first hour, we have Steve Schmidt, who is the executive director of the Madison County Republican Party. And we're going to talk about elections, because I don't know if you people realize this or not, but this is an election year. All 35 Senate seats are up for grabs, the House Senate seats, that is, and 105 seats in the House of Representatives. And the candidates have to qualify by the 23rd of this week, which is Friday, and then the election's May 19th. So Steve is going to give us some insight on that. And then hour number two, we have a guest who is no stranger to anyone here from our great area, and that is Mo Brooks, former congressman, former almost everything around here. And, you know, we really look forward to hearing from Mo, and he's going to give us his unique insight on all stuff that's going on in this area. But what I want to do right now is just take a moment to let you people know who I am. I know Brian alluded to in the opening that I have a military background, which I do, but I wanted to, you know, sit back, relax, put your feet up on the coffee table, and let me tell you a little bit about old Bill Crawford. I am not from Huntsville, Alabama, as a native, but I'm pretty close. I was raised in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, which if you watch the local weather at night, Lawrenceburg is on the weather map here. It's not that far away. I grew up in Lawrenceburg. I graduated from Lawrence County High School in 1976, where I was the captain of the football team and also the president of the student body. Upon graduation, I received an appointment to both Annapolis and West Point. And somebody intervened in my brain and said, do the smart thing, and I ended up going to West Point. I graduated from West Point in 1980 and was commissioned as a field artillery officer. I did that for a little bit of time, and then I decided to go into Army Aviation, where I graduated from flight school in 1981. Flying just about all the helicopters that existed in the Army. I commanded an Air Scout troop in the 101st Airborne Division in the early 80s, and we were always on a moment's notice to go to combat. We had to be within 2 hours of the base pretty much at all times in case we got the call to go. And after that, I spent many years in the 101st. One of the cool things I did there was we went to California, and we had 4 new helicopters that were in the Army inventory, only under my command. At the time, they were called AHIPs, Army Helicopter Improvement Program. They later were redesignated to the Kiowa Warrior. And the first 4 of those belonged to me. And we went out to lovely Fort Hunter Liggett, California, and tested those things for quite some time. And they ended up doing pretty well. They were in the Army inventory up until recently. After finishing up at the 101st, I was assigned to the Federal Republic of Germany, where I also had a lot of unique stuff that I did in Army aviation. I commanded an attack helicopter company in Germany, and one of the most unique things of my life, which I'll talk about in future shows, was being over in the Federal Republic of Germany when the wall came down. That was quite an experience, going from doing all this planning for the attack of the Russian horde coming across the Fulda Gap to the next day. It was over, and it was over. It was just ended. The Cold War ended then, and I've felt like maybe we had a little something to do with that, although there's lots of stuff going on in Europe these days. Also, while I was in Germany, I was the staff of the general, commanding general, as the G3 Air, which meant I was the aviation operations guy for the whole 20,000-person division. That was fun. And then I came out of Germany and came right back to Huntsville, Alabama, dear old Huntsville. That was my last stop on active duty. And while I was here, I was a government test director for a program called the Brilliant Anti-Tank, or BAT, missile, which at the time was a very classified program that was pretty much designed to make Saddam Hussein wish he had never taken his tanks out of the motor pool, though the war ended before we actually got the BAT missile fully developed. After that, I decided time for a change. And actually, the Army offered us an early out program, which was a pretty lucrative deal. I took it in 92, and I went to Birmingham, Alabama, where I was the executive vice president of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders. Now, what you might ask is that. That is a trade association. And for those who aren't familiar with a trade association, it's pretty much similar to a trade union, with the exception of everybody's not under one roof. They're all in separate businesses. They're associated by the common industry that they're in, and they pay dues. And what we do is we then represent the best interest of the industry. When I started there, the home builders had 938 member companies. When I left in 2006, they had 2,500 plus. We went from the 30th largest association in America to the 5th. And why did that happen? Well, obviously because of me. No, I don't think it was because of me. I think it was because the housing industry exploded while we were down there. As I tell people, it was a great time to be in the housing industry, because we couldn't build them fast enough. And that ended up creating a little bit of problem. If you've ever seen the movie The Big Short, you were familiar with what I speak. And I actually left the Home Builders Association and took a job as the general manager for Keller Williams Realty for most of the state of Alabama. Well, guess what happened? The real estate bubble burst. And when the real estate bubble burst, my job burst with it. And so I was down in Birmingham with a wife and 2 young kids. And I said, well, I got to do something. And so I started looking around up here in Huntsville, Alabama. I had heard rumors that there was a lot of work in Huntsville for people with an engineering background and also helicopter experience. And I found that out to be exactly 100% true. I was hired here as an engineer for the it's called MRDEC now. It's called AVMIC. It's Aviation and Missile Science and Technology, essentially, is what we do. And I was there for 17 years. doing all kinds of cool stuff. I did that. Primarily looked at science and technology programs for rotary wing aircraft, and we also developed the criterion for the new branch of helicopters, the new breed actually that's being built right now called Future Vertical Lift. And we actually sat down in building 5400 on the Arsenal with a whiteboard and drew up the first requirements for those aircraft. And now they've come to fruition these many years later, and those aircraft are actually being built. Other things I did was I was also the lead for what is called the Advanced Individual Academic Development Program for West Point, and we would find West Point cadets summer jobs here on Redstone Arsenal, bring them down to do mighty cool things. And I served a couple of years as the AMARDEC Public Affairs Officer, which meant essentially I was in charge of all media relations for a 10,000-person organization. I performed a stint as the Futures Director for PEO Aviation Program Executive Officer Aviation, where we looked at the future requirements for the aviation fleet, and we developed quite a few of those. And my last job on active duty, I was in the Digital Transformation Office. I still quite hadn't figured out what I was supposed to do, but I was the Director of Training for Digital Transformation. And some people say, well, what is digital transformation? It's the way of the future. It's AI. It's all this stuff that is taking people from doing their one little job on their one little Excel spreadsheet to being in a network that everyone shares. Also, while all this was going on, I had a side hustle, although I didn't make a lot of money at it, but for 15 years, include up to this year and hopefully into the future, I was the host of Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff, which is a ESPN radio show here on 97.7, our sister station for Army football. And that was a lot of fun. It started out myself and a guy named Tom Economy, and last year myself, Steve Kripe, and my son Barrett Crawford hosted the show. Barrett, by the way, is a West Point grad stationed here in Huntsville. And personally, I'm married to my wife, Ann. We've been married well over 30 years, and we have two children, the aforementioned Barrett Crawford, who's a captain promotable on the Arsenal, and also his sister, Leah, who is the mother of our grandson, Walter. And Leah and her husband, Kyle, who is my son's classmate from West Point, they live up in D.C. and the area in Alexandria. So, folks, that is me. That's what I'm all about. You can see that I've done a lot of things in my life. I've had a lot of varied experiences, not just military stuff, but, you know, I was all in the military, the government, in the commercial side of things, too. And I think that has given me a unique perspective on life and a unique perspective on the issues that are facing Alabama and this country. A little bit about our show. Brian and I are going to guide you through this. And just so everybody knows, the focus of our show is going to be issues that are most germane and most current in the state of Alabama. We will talk about national issues as they bleed over into our state and cause us to have pause and reflect and see what's going on with that. But mainly we're going to focus on Alabama, and what I hope to be able to do as the host of this show is to be able to get all the information out on the table, have both sides of the story heard, and then come down on the side which probably 99% of the time will be the conservative side of life. So I think that's it. That's me. We're glad you're listening to Talk Radio WZZN. And Brian, I think, are we ready for our first break?
Let's take a break. Steve Schmitz in the on-deck circle. We're going to talk to him here in the next minute.
Okay.
After we take a commercial message here on The Point.
All right, this is Bill Crawford. We will talk to you in a minute, and we'll have Steve Schmidt on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Back in a minute.
The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Does it really matter which dealership you buy from? Short answer, yes it does. Hello, I'm Don Wessels for Woody Anderson Ford. Before you buy, take just a minute to check out the dealership itself, because where you buy can make all the difference. Sure, customer reviews tell you what others think, and that's good. But when Ford Motor Company itself recognizes a dealer, that's something special. Woody Anderson Ford has earned Ford's Triple Crown Award, an honor achieved by only the top 1% of Ford dealers in America. It's based on superior customer satisfaction, sales excellence, and exceptional service performance. In other words, the best of the best. So when you're ready for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see how we earned our Triple Crown status. Superior service, sales excellence, over-the-top delivery, that's Woody Anderson Ford. And we hope to see you soon.
ALSR number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll tell you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and I, of course, am Bill Crawford, and we are glad to have you with us today, no matter how you happen to be listening to the station. There are many ways you can do that. You can go to our website at Talk Radio WZZN and click on Listen Live. You can download the app from the App Store, or you can listen to it on your HD radio at 97.7.2. And Brian and I are rocking along here on the first episode of The Point, and we're going to introduce right now, or let me introduce our first guest, who is Steve Schmidt. Steve, just a little brief accolade about you. Steve is a retired...
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, there's a lot I can say good about you. Let me say some of it. Steve is a Major General retired from the Air Force. He graduated from the Air Force Academy 1 year prior to my graduation from West Point in 1979. Steve is currently the president and CEO of Sunray LLC in Huntsville. And this is really cool. They develop chemical sensing technology that detects synthetic opioids like fentanyl and explosives when they're trying to be snuck into this country. I think that's pretty cool. Steve had 34 years of military experience, 5,000 plus hours as a command pilot in a B-52 squadron, and all kinds of other stuff. We may tap into that a little bit later, but he commanded a NATO AWACS force in Germany and deployed NATO facilities and assets to Libya and Afghanistan. He retired from the Air Force in 2014 as a member of the Rotary Club, and he's most importantly the chairman of the Republican Executive Committee here in Huntsville, Alabama, where he's done that for the last 5 years. As mentioned, Steve has a bachelor's degree from the Air Force Academy and a master's degree in National Security Studies and Public Administration. That's a mouthful, man. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Bill. Thanks. Congratulations on launching your new show here in the Tennessee Valley.
Well, again, this is our shakedown cruise. This is our first show. We hope we can pull this off without a hitch. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, a highly recommended guest from many people, by the way, is this is an election year in the state of Alabama. I do believe that all 35 Senate seats are up, and there's 105 House seats that are up for election. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, and the list goes on. And I think is not Friday the 23rd the deadline for qualifying for all the elections?
Yes, sir, it is. For Alabama, the Republican primary qualification period, it ends this Friday on, yes, and the primary itself is on 19 May, so May 19th, and qualifying for that primary ends this Friday, that's the 23rd of January at 5 p.m.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Gosh, there's so many elections to talk about. And, you know, tell me, in your opinion, what some of the key races are that people should really be paying attention to.
Yes, long list there, Bill, but probably I would say one of the biggest news in Alabama politics just happened over the weekend when President Trump, actually late Saturday night, he endorsed Congressman Barry Moore as a candidate, and his nominee, he recommended him, endorsed him for the U.S. Senate. And just happened that Saturday, Congressman Barry Moore was up here in Huntsville at the Republican Men's Club breakfast. That's the Elbert Peters breakfast that's met every month for the last 40 years here in Huntsville. Barry Moore was the guest speaker at that breakfast. Had a lot of great things to say. He's a really positive, hard-charging, strong conservative Christian candidate. And of course, that's probably the biggest political news here in Alabama, anyway. And he's got competition in that race, no doubt about it. And just about all of our races, we have competition in as well. And for the U.S. Senate, besides Congressman Moore, we have our own Alabama Attorney General, Steve Marshall, is probably the favored person as far as polling goes anyway here. And we'll see if that changes here, though, with the endorsement of President Trump of Congressman Moore. But and then all the way down, Dale Strong, of course, is going to be running again for re-election. He's doing a great job for us in the House of Representatives. And Governor, we've all heard, but Senator Tommy Tuberville is our number one contender there. He's running unopposed as a Republican at this point, and as of Friday, that's the end of qualifying. So if no one else qualifies for that position with the state party, or governor anyway, he will be the Republican nominee. And then a lot of competition there for lieutenant governor. Our Secretary of State, Wes Allen, is in that race. He's already qualified, as has Rick Tate, who is the director, commissioner of agriculture here in this state. And one of the local candidates is Nicole Jones Wadsworth. She's from up here, and in fact, she'll be up here tonight. We have a local party meeting as well, and she's going to be one of our speakers there. And then all the way down, probably next big race, Attorney General, three folks, high-level folks in that race. Catherine Robertson, she's the Assistant Attorney General now. She's running for Attorney General. Jay Mitchell, who is on the Alabama Supreme Court as a justice, he stepped down from that job. He's running for Attorney General. And then Pamela Casey, who is a DA here in one of the counties in Alabama, she's also in that race. And Secretary of State Caroline Dobson is running unopposed at this point. And State Auditor Andrew Sorrell is running again for that position. And he's got Derek Chen, who is opposing him. And State Treasurer is Young Boozer, and he's running for his position again. And Steve Lovely is also running for that job. So Lowley is his last name. And then we've got a lot of other key races here more close to home. Across the board, we've got State Board of Education districts 2, 4, 6, and 8. And 8 is especially close to home here in Madison County. That's our district. And Emily Jones and Connie Spears are two folks that are in that race. And then Criminal Court of Appeals, places 4 and 5. Civil Court of Appeals, 4 and 5. We've got Circuit Court judges, district judges, and Public Service Commission, place 1 and 2, that affects us. Then all the way down to the county level, where we have 6 county offices that are we have Republican nominees for already, and that's Sheriff Kevin Turner. He's up for re-election, as are Tax Assessor Cliff Mann and Tax Collector Valerie Miles. And Mark Craig, as our licensed director, those four folks are running for re-election. And we have a new person in the race for superintendent of education for Madison County, Keith Trawick. He is currently serving as chief staff for the Madison County Board of Education under the superintendent there, and he's running for superintendent. And then County Board of Education, we've got one opening this cycle, District 3, Brian Brooks. He's going to be running for re-election, as is County Coroner Tyler Berryhill. So those are kind of the key races that we're looking at right now, especially in Madison County. And things could change by Friday, but we don't expect anyone else to qualify for those races. But that's what we have so far.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you do that without notes?
No, I actually had to make sure I had all those names right and positions, but I there's a lot of activity here in the state, especially up here in North Alabama. So we've got a lot of motivated folks. Actually, I mentioned that men's club breakfast. We had about 140 people show up for that breakfast on Saturday for the Republican Men's Club, and a great reception there with Congressman Barry Moore.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have to keep up on that, because I'd like to start coming to those one of these days. But a quick question on the governor's race. I know,
yes,
just looking at the funds, you know, Tommy Tuberville has just got, you know, the last I saw, $6.7 million. And his main opponent, the Democrat, Doug Jones, has less than $1 million. Have you seen any polling on that? Does it look like, you know, the funds obviously lead one to believe that Tommy Tuberville is going to win that race hands down? Have you seen any sort of numbers or have any sense on how you think that race might go?
I have not seen any recent polling comparing candidates between the Republicans and Democrats. Can say, though, that Doug Jones ran for the Senate against Senator Tommy Tuberville, and the Senator Tuberville won by a pretty good margin the last time. I expect Senator Tuberville will do extremely well in the governor's race, but I haven't had, I haven't seen any direct head-to-head comparison yet because Doug Jones just got in the race. He announced not too long ago, so I think over the holidays and all, we haven't seen that kind of polling yet, but I'm sure it'll be coming out here shortly.
Well, you know, there was a...
Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, there was a time where I was kind of tongue-in-cheek thinking that Alabama was going to be ran by the Alabama-Auburn football coaches and players. You know, there was a rumor that Bruce Pearl was going to run for Senate. Paul Feinbaum was going to run for Senate. I think A.J. McCarron originally threw his hat in the ring for lieutenant governor, but they're all gone now. So I guess the only sports figure left to run our state is going to be Coach Tuberville.
Well, I think Senator and coach can handle all comers, and he'd be totally happy and putting not only America first, but Alabama first here. And I think that's what his agenda is going to be. I think he's going to be great for the state. Very pro-business, very conservative, pro-life, just a great candidate for us to have here as governor.
Well, I think he's done a great job as a senator. He certainly advances the good things that need to happen in this country, and he's been very much on the lookout for Alabama. I think Tuberville was instrumental in bringing the Space Command here to Huntsville. Is that your understanding of that also?
Yes, absolutely. I would say Senator Tuberville stands for absolutely what Republicans believe in: secure borders, strong economy, safe communities. He's strong on crime. He's strong on infrastructure, schools, affordability, lower taxes, lower health care costs. And that's what he's tried to do and work for Alabamians in the Senate. And I know he's going to bring that back home, and we're going to keep on making Alabama great.
Well, a personal question. You obviously, like me, had a background of a military background. And, you know, when you're a officer in the Army, no matter what Senator Kelly might say, you got to do what you're told, no matter who the commander in chief is. And when you were in the military, especially leaving, you know, ascending to the rank of a 2-star general, were you really politically active in the military, or did you just develop your political beliefs kind of as a result of being in the military?
Well, of course, in the military, we are apolitical, and by law and by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there are things you can and can't say, but the president, the commander-in-chief, doesn't matter what party he is, and he's in charge of the military, and that's thankfully the way the American Constitution was constructed, and we have those separations in there, so we support the president no matter what party. And yeah, politics does not come out of our military roots, but I would say we still have the right to vote, and we support the candidates that best support our values. And for me, that's a personal commitment. I'm a Christian, and my values are by far in line with the Republican Party values: pro-life and pro-liberty, lower taxes, small government, good government, and that's what I would say I came out of And I've been that way, voted that way my entire life. And that's when I got here. Like you said, Bill, when you're in the military, you're in the service. I mean, it's about service and service to our community, service to our country. And when you take off that uniform, you don't just stop serving. I would say you maybe redirect to our communities and serving in our churches and our communities. And that's what I've tried to do since I retired in 2014.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. The little bio you sent me was great, but it didn't say where you were from. So where were you from, and how did you end up deciding to settle in good old Hunts Vegas, Alabama?
great question. Yeah, thank you. I grew up in a small town in Michigan. My grandfather was one of those immigrants that when he was 1 year old, around 1901, came to the U.S., with his family, grew up in a small German community in Michigan. My dad grew up on that farm, and that farm is still in my family. My cousin owns it. It's one of those centennial 100-year farms, and great to be a Michigan supporter. But when I was about to enter high school, my family just moved across the state line to North Alabama, and I was in high school in LaPorte, Indiana. And when I graduated there, by the grace of God, I got an appointment by my congressman to the U.S. Air Force Academy, and really haven't been back there much since, except to visit. Love Michigan, love Indiana. But how did I get to Alabama? Well, after many years around the country, and I got married to my wife, who is a North Alabama native, and she was working in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon, actually, as a civilian. Met her up there. And so Alabama has been, we got married in 1988. I maybe shouldn't say that, but way back when, last century, and we've been coming to Alabama, North Alabama especially, ever since. It was kind of our refuge here, away from the storm and all that goes with command and being overseas in command. And when you got a chance to get away and come to Alabama, we have a family place on the Tennessee River in South Dottie. And we've been coming back there every year that we could since we've been married, and just love North Alabama. So when it came time to retire, after I spent almost 9.5 years in Europe, in NATO, around Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, it was finally time to retire, and I thought it was, we agreed it was our one opportunity to get back to Alabama, a place we love, and we have family here, a lot of family, nieces and nephews, and mother-in-law, and all the way down. So just love it here, love Alabama, loved Huntsville. Actually, maybe got recruited from one. My flying days in NATO is back home, and I'll just tell you, one of the local guys here in town, Michael Kirkpatrick, who I am a Rotarian, fellow Rotarian with here in Huntsville, he's a great guy. But one Sunday, quick story, I was back from Europe. We were spending a week or so over in South Saudi about 15 years ago. Saw an airplane, a seaplane, come flying in. South Saudi lands and runs into the store there, and had somebody was having lunch in there, and told my wife, hey, Sunday morning, I'm going to go down and check out this airplane. I went down there and was taking pictures. I don't know. He likes to was wearing shorts and flip-flops down there, taking pictures of his float plane, and out walks Michael was with a friend of his, and came up and said, I thought he was going to come after me, but no, he asked me who I was, and I told him, and I said I just loved his airplane. He said, you want to go fly? And I said, sure. And so we hopped in his airplane and flew up and down Tennessee River. It was just an awesome experience, and Michael and I have been friends ever since. And I talked to him when he was getting ready to retire, and he's one of the big drivers besides family, and of course, we loved it here anyway, but Michael was one. Well, the guys who set the hook, and we had that flying connection, and we just had a great time flying ever since.
Well, hey, Steve, that is great. And I guess if I would ask for any advice, and I really appreciate your time today, stepping out into the venture here on the first show. But Alabamians need to vote. They don't have to worry about it till May. But is there any other advice you would give Alabamians so they can make the correct choice when it comes time to go to the polls?
Absolutely. That should be your message from here on out. And yes, and the qualifying is the end of this week. Hey, we have an opportunity. We're doing an end of qualifying event. We're going to have some of our candidates that are going to be there on Friday at from 4 to 6 p.m. Qualifying ends at 5. We've invited TV and radio folks to come interview our candidates, and you can hear for yourself, see for yourself, and ask them questions. That's at the Madison County Builders Association this Friday, 4 to 6 o'clock, and love to see you all over there. Important dates, though, for that May 19th primary election. Yes, everybody needs to vote, and they need to get registered now. We've had thousands, literally thousands of people move into Huntsville and Madison County over the last 10 years, 15 years. And right now, we have over 325,000 registered voters in Madison County alone. So, but there have been a lot of people that have moved in. People move in and they tend to forget about registering to vote until it's time for the election. But you can register now. And there is actually a voter registration deadline that's coming up on May 4th. So, primary is on May 19th. Last day to register is on May 4th. And then you can actually apply for an absentee ballot once you're registered all the way up through about the 12th to the 18th, depending on what category you are in. But in May, and then May 19th, you can vote. Of course, we want everybody to vote. I said 324,000 registered voters. We need every one of them up there to vote. And then you can mail your absentee ballots. They're allowed to be returned by mail by noon on the 19th of May. So, or you can bring it in yourself on the 19th of May. So those are some key deadlines. And, of course, the general election is November 3rd, which is just around the corner. And the primary is, too.
All right. Well, Steve, hey, I'll probably see you Friday afternoon down at the Home Builders Association, and we'd like to thank you for your time today. And we're going to go ahead and scoot out of here. That was Steve Schmidt, the chairman of the executive committee of the Madison County Republican Party, visiting with us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And this is Talk Radio WZZN, and we'll be back in a bit. Brian, get me out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, now with Linlayton Ford in Decatur, where we're jump starting January with low rates, low payments, and low prices on a great selection of new Fords. Right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 customer cash on 25 F-150s, or choose $4,000 in total rebates instead. We've got new 25 Explorers with 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 in total cash. Get 4.9% financing for 60 months on your choice of any any new 25 Ford Bronco. Or choose a $2,000 customer cash bonus to get a new 25 Bronco Sport starting at under $29,000. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. We hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All offers on select new Ford models with your good credit. Bronco Sport stock number example 27715T. See us for all the details.
Why you need to file a tax return and the penalties if you don't. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Whether you need to file an income tax return depends on how much you made last year, though CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates says most people need to file.
If your income is very low, under $10,000, then you may not be required to file.
Zellin says if you're required to file and you don't, you'll be penalized.
A failure to file penalty, which is usually 5% of the tax owed for each month that the return is late, up to 25% of the tax.
On top of that, you could owe interest. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy! Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon, but it is going to be chilly. Temperatures only climbing into the low and mid 40s, dropping into the upper 20s as we head into the overnight. A mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 40s, lower 50s, but there is a chance of rain. Better opportunity for rain as we head into your Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. God, I love that song. That reminds me of my days of walking on the plane and marching to the band to the music of John Philip Sousa. Makes my blood boil and stirs it up really good, and I love that stuff. Well, thank you for listening to us today here on Talk Radio WZZN. The great producer of this show, Brian Temple, has a very difficult job. He's got to keep me straight and keep me from screwing up.
It's like when you're a pilot, Bill. The main trouble happens between the stick and the seat.
That's right. And sometimes I talk a little too much, and just like I did with Steve Schmidt, I talked us right through a break, but I thought that was a very enjoyable interview. I think the one thing everybody should take from that is it's your civic duty to vote. As I often say, if you do not vote, in my humble opinion, you lose your right to complain. So go ahead and vote, and we're going to go ahead, Brian, and take a – it's just a quick segment, and we'll come back and finish up at the top of the hour, but – everybody go dig through your change bowl, find some nickels, dimes, and quarters. I think I'm going to have some time to take calls at the top of the hour at 256-382-0724. Give me a call. Tell us what you think so far. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here, Brian, and come back for a real short segment.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
This is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford with The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I picked that song out as bumper music because I still am a soldier. I still have an active ID card in my wallet. And I think once you've been in the military, sometimes it stays in your blood forever and ever. And real quick segment here, but one thing I did want to mention, and I think it's almost un-American not to mention this, and that is the national championship game in college football last night. I hope everybody got a chance to watch that, and I can tell you this, my hat is off to Coach Cignetti, although I would hate to walk into a parole hearing or walk into a judge's office and see that man sitting behind the bench. He looks like he could really let you have it, but he had that team hitting on all six cylinders. They reminded me of the Joe Burrow LSU team the year they beat everybody badly. And I think their quarterback, Mr. Mendoza, obviously going to be the number one pick in the draft. I don't see how anybody can pass on him. And again, hats off to them. They've taken a team that had no past history of winning and turned it into a championship team. And the thing I really like about it, as you know, this is Lee Corso's last year on College Game Day, and he coached at Indiana, and Indiana won. And I'm sure he was dancing in the street as much as he could in his 90-year-old frame. So, again, hats off to the Indiana Hoosiers, and we will be back here at the top of the hour, 3:20. We're going to have our second guest of the year, and that's former Congressman Mo Brooks. I really look forward to talking to him and hearing what he's up to these days and what his take on the issues happens to be. But for the first few minutes of the show, give me a call. 256-382-0724. This is Talk Radio WZZN. And Brian, I think we're ready to get out of here.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Or are they promising you up to 10% growth per year, all for your retirement income? If not, then you need to come to Trajan Wealth. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you have a plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't keep working when you're supposed to be retired. And don't let any financial advisor tell you it's too good to be true. Call Trajan today. 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Annuities, not advisory products. DBA Trajan Wealth Insurance Solutions. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
HD 97.7.2. WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
Even yell at members of Congress.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are sinking and Treasury yields are rising and touching their highest level since September as investors seek safe haven assets after President Trump threatened to impose new tariffs on 8 NATO allies for opposing his desired sale of Greenland to the U.S. Shares of Netflix are wavering. The streaming giant will be reporting quarterly results after the closing bell today. In the meantime, Warner Brothers Discovery's board approved Netflix cash offer to acquire its studios and HBO Max streaming service. The value of the Netflix offer remains at $72 billion. Intel stock is rising over 3% in a down market after Seaport Research Partners upgraded its stock to a buy along with a $65 price target. Seaport says the chipmaker is seeing strong demand, particularly in its consumer products segment. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before...
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The Alabama commissioner is now officially in the lieutenant governor's race. Rick Pate filed the necessary qualifying papers within the Alabama Republican Party in order to run in the 2026 race. Pate says he has the experience to build and expand the workforce programs and participation in the state of Alabama. Prior to becoming the agriculture commissioner, Pate started and developed a landscaping business. Pate also has a coalition of business owners who support his decision to run as lieutenant governor. Ken Upchurch of Upchurch Construction says Pate is a doer, not a talker, who has demonstrated grit and determination to start and build a successful business, and that he knows what business owners face on a daily basis. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A Dothan man was arrested in the state of Illinois and found to be in possession of drugs, weapons, and an explosive device. 48-year-old Ruben Perez was in a vehicle with two other men in what seemed to be a broken-down situation. Police approached the vehicle, and that's when they spotted narcotics out in the open and conducted a more extensive search. Perez is now facing multiple charges in that state, and he's also wanted in Houston County for failure to appear in court on burglary charges. A large brush fire broke out in Fort Morgan, burning up 150 acres near Sunrise Drive and Lakeshore Drive. Multiple fire departments responded to the blaze and put it out. No homes were lost in that fire. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number? One with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Are you thinking about home improvements? Well, use your equity now and refi later. Or use your equity to eliminate consumer debt forever, then refi to a lower rate and shorter term when rates drop. North Alabama Mortgage can also help you if you're thinking about buying an investment property or a second home at the lake or the beach or in the mountains. We have great programs to make that happen. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's NorthAlabamaMortgage.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the first episode of The Point. I am Bill Crawford. I am your jovial, cordial, and friendly host. And hopefully I kind of act like I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I do. I'm joined behind the glass with the best producer in the United States of America, Brian Temple.
Hey, the United States of America, is this just the room? Then yes, you're correct.
Well, the best producer in that room over there. How about that?
I'll take that.
Okay. And I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Steve Schmidt. I didn't get to mention this to him, but he reminded me of a funny story. He said his father was an immigrant. I served with a colonel in the Army whose last name was Schmidt. His name was John Schmidt, and that's what his name tag said. And I asked him one day, I said, "Sir, how in the heck did you get the name Schmidt?" And he said his grandfather was a cantankerous old German immigrant, and that when he came over from Germany and he was at Ellis Island, they said, "What's your name?" And he said, Schmidt. And so he wrote down Schmidt, and that's how he became Colonel Schmidt. So that was mighty interesting to meet that guy and work with him. But I think Steve does a great job as the executive director of the Republican Party here in Madison County. And I do believe everyone should heed his advice and vote and get folks registered to vote if they're not registered already. And, you know, that election is coming up soon. And hey, guess what, Brian? A breakthrough. We have our first caller.
It is Joel from PCB.
Joel, how you doing?
Hey, the show started really great. I mean, that was very informative for everyone. And it kind of opened one of the doors that I was always wondering, how is Huntsville getting so big? Is it the largest now in all of Alabama, population-wise?
Well, I think I can answer both of those questions, and I'll start with, is it the largest city in Alabama? The answer to that is yes. Is it one of the best places to live in the United States of America? And according to Forbes magazine, the answer is it is the best place to live. So how did Huntsville become what it is today? You know, I haven't lived here all my life, but I've lived here a good deal of it. And I think the thing that you have to first think about is the first break Huntsville really got was post-World War II, when the country had what was called Operation Paperclip. And Operation Paperclip was when our country decided we needed to bring the Nazi rocket scientist over to America. They brought him out west first, and the lead man in that was Wernher von Braun, and he was not happy with a location in the desert area. And so what happened was they took him to tour some sites, and one of the sites he toured was here in Huntsville. And von Braun said that this area, you know, with its access to the Tennessee River also, which meant you could do a lot of shipping there, but he was fond of the fact that this area reminded him of Bavaria. And as one who lived in Bavaria for a few years, he is correct. It did, in fact, look, it still resembles Bavaria. So that's what started the business of space and science coming here to Huntsville. And recently, in the past 20 years, we've just been the recipient of some good breaks. One was the BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure Committee, where a lot of the aviation world came to Huntsville, Alabama. Most of it was in St. Louis, but they brought that down to Huntsville. As I tell people, the muscle and the brawn of Army Aviation is at Fort Rucker, Alabama, which is now Fort Rucker once again, but the brains was here in Huntsville. So a lot of that happened. They located the four-star command here, the Army Materiel Command, and now we've got the Space Command coming here. We've got, I think they're going to bring 749 jobs. The FBI is coming here, and they're bringing almost 1,400 jobs. So it just keeps getting better and better and better. And I think also, and this is my opinion, nobody else's, you know, we have some leaders in Huntsville, starting with our mayor, Tommy Battle, and our county commissioners, who are business people. They're not based on nepotism and letting their cousins come into office and do something. They're trying to make business decisions for this city and this area, and they've done a very good job of it. I know a lot of people say Huntsville's just got a good break. They're lucky. They don't have the struggles that the rest of the state does. But that's my take on Huntsville, Alabama, and it's getting better and better and better. Did that answer your question? Are you still there?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. The missus listened in also, and very informative. Great job, both of us said.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. And guess what? If I had a $1 million prize to give to the first caller of the show, I would give it to you. But unfortunately, I don't. So I guess the next time I see you, your prize will be a refreshing adult beverage of your choice. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you much, and thanks for calling. That's an old friend who was listening down in Panama City Beach. He's also a retired Army officer and a former aviator, and he and I flew together at the 101st in Fort Campbell.
If you ever have a chance, go check out the when the guys from the rocket team came here, they all built beautiful houses up on Panorama Drive in Montesano. And there are some gorgeous places up there. If you ever have a chance to go through one of those, they come up for sale every so often, go and look around. You'll find out why they liked it here, because the views are spectacular.
Well, I think it's my understanding that some of those folks still inhabit that area up there.
Last I heard, there was one gentleman left, and he still lives up there.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, folks, again, if you want to call, go right ahead. Call us on the Wealth Management Hotline, Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, 256-382-0724. That is where all guests join us. And one of the things I'd like to discuss just a little bit before former Congressman Mo Brooks comes on, is one of the things I'm trying to do for the show is to sort of figure out what the issues are that really are facing Huntsville, Alabama, and North Alabama, and the entire state of Alabama. There's a lot of things that are going on in the country that, frankly, don't seem to bleed over here. And that's good, and hopefully that will not be the case. But we still have issues that we need to discuss. We talked about elections. That's most important. Elections are coming up right around the corner. Qualifying is this Friday. What about education? Do you have any concerns about education in Huntsville? Tomorrow, we're going to have a guest on the show who was a former superintendent of Huntsville City Schools, and he can enlighten us on some of the issues facing our educators and the education community here in Huntsville. What about housing? I know if you live in Huntsville, you know, they say a rising tide lifts all boats, and your house has probably gone up in value over the past few years. That's the good news. The bad news, if you sell your house, you'll make more money, but then you got to buy another house, and the prices have escalated. So what about housing, Huntsville? Is it good? Is it bad? Is our growth spiraling out of control, or is our growth being managed well? What about the Space Force and the FBI, Space Command, excuse me? They're coming here, and also the FBI is. And I know not everybody has access to Redstone Arsenal, but if you ever drive around out there, you will see something that you don't normally don't see on a lot of military bases. You'll see fields with cattle grazing, roaming around, acres and acres of field. Well, what does that mean? That means there's acres and acres of land out in Huntsville that can be populated with more governmental or military or whatever the case may be, entities coming here to bring their employees with them. And employees and in an entity like that, they are good for the economy. They create jobs, they create housing, and they create revenue. So what are your thoughts on growth? Because some people think growth is just not good. So those are some of the issues we're going to be looking into. And we're going to go ahead and take our first break this hour. And when we come back, we'll be shortly joined by former Congressman and great American Mo Brooks. Back in a few, Brian.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof, not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we show up.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Phil Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Phil Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Phil Penny Toyota. Phil Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at PhilPennyToyota.com. Phil Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industries, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. GeneracSuperstore.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Now we're joined by our second guest, and I'm going to go ahead and introduce him. But if you've lived in Alabama and in this area for any manner of time, Mo Brooks needs no introductions. Member of the House of Representatives, Special Assistant to Attorney General, Madison County Commission, U.S. Congressman, on and on and on and on and on. Sort of a, I would say, a legendary figure in North Alabama politics. We have Mo Brooks with us. Mo, thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am doing great. Did I miss anything in my intro?
Well, you didn't say any of the left-wing bad stuff, so no, you did just fine.
Well, I'm not going to say any of the wet left. Well, I would also say this: there's a picture hanging on my wall in my wife's and I's house that's got a young man with a big smile on his face and a U.S. congressman handing him an appointment to West Point, and that, sir, would be you and my son, Captain Barrett Crawford, now graduated from West Point in 2015. So thank you for that.
Well, congratulations on him being a captain and on your having not to have spent a whole lot of money on college tuition.
No, we did not. Actually, we had all of our college funds in a 429 fund, and there was a Soldiers and Sailors Act that was passed by President Bush a long time ago, and we got to get that money back. So that was a good thing, and it's been well worth it. So I think one thing our listeners would like to know, first of all and foremost, is what is Mo Brooks up to these days?
Well, today I've been splitting a little bit of wood, hauling it on a wheelbarrow, and putting it up on my side porch where it stays nice and dry in order to help heat my house. So I've been doing that a lot. I've been doing a lot of distance walking, staying in shape, still play competitive table tennis, occasionally write an opinion piece for AL.com. Most of my time, though, is spent with wife, kids, grandkids. By way of example, tonight I've got a grandson who's in the Madison County basketball tournament, and we'll be going to watch his game. So grandparent stuff, that takes care of more than most anything else.
Well, that's there's nothing at all wrong with that. That's good stuff. So is there any future in, are you done with politics, sir? Are you going to get back into anything, or is that ship sailed?
Well, I think it's best to never say never. There are extraordinary things that could possibly happen that would prompt me to run for public office again. They're unlikely, but they are possible. So, no, I don't shut the door.
Well, I think that's a smart move. You, like you said, never say never. So you have had a long and distinguished career in here in Alabama. And Tell me one of your most important moments or accomplishments or highlights or however you want to say that.
Well, that's hard to decide just off the cuff as to which thing I did that I'm the proudest of, but I can run through a few of them.
I will be glad to hear you run through a few of them because I expected that there would not just be one answer. I thought the list would be rather long.
Well, in terms of office holding, I was the first Republican in history elected to Alabama House District 18 back in 1982. I was the first Republican elected in history in a redrawn House District 10. The Democrats placed me in a different House District. At that time, I was the only Republican elected to the legislature in the northern third of the state of Alabama. And they didn't like it, and they tried to do me in, but they were unsuccessful. I was the first Republican Madison County District Attorney. I was elected to the United States Congress, the first one as a Republican in over 130 years. So there have been a number of firsts for a while there. Prior to my retirement, I had successfully carried the Republican banner in general elections more so than anyone else in Alabama history. Those elections as a legislator, as a county commissioner, and as a congressman. In terms of public policies, one that stands out is I worked with Jeff Sessions, he in the Senate, me in the House, and we led the effort to kill the Gang of Eight amnesty bill during the Obama administration. And then when the right wing of the spectrum wanted to give amnesty, I'm talking primarily about those that prefer to hire cheap foreign laborers rather than American workers at fair market rates. And Paul Ryan was House Speaker. I negotiated a deal with him and put it in writing, and he signed it, that said that the United States House will not have any kind of amnesty vote unless a majority of the Republican conference first agrees to it. So we got some Republicans that are liberal, kind of open borderish. We've got some other Republicans who are Chamber of Commerce types who want to hire cheap foreign labor rather than pay fair wages to American citizens. And you add those to the Democrats, and that group had a majority of the votes in the House. But I was able to block any amnesty from 2017 to 2019 in the House of Representatives. Real proud of that one. As a legislator, there was an effort by the Democrats back in the 1980s to use tax dollars to help pay for the Democratic Party and the Republican Party expenses. And I led the effort in the House of Representatives to kill that. If you go down the list, I think you'll find that primarily what I have been successful at is killing bad things. There are plenty of people who'll do good things, but unfortunately in the legislature and Congress, and in other places, it's much more difficult to find people who've got both the knowledge and the backbone, the strength of character, to kill bad things that get people mad at them, because those bad things typically are for special interests, not the public interest, and those special interests carry a lot of monetary weight behind them. So that's just some that come to mind offhand. Oh, here's one of the honors. As a state legislator, for 4 years, I was ranked number one in the fight against higher taxes out of 140 legislators. So that's another one that I'm personally proud of, trying to protect family incomes from those who think there's no limit to how much they can take from us in order to pad their own wallets.
Well, I think those are some unbelievably good and historical accomplishments in your long, illustrious career. And you talk about killing bad things. I think it was the English philosopher Edmund Marshall who said the way that evil can triumph is for good people to do nothing. So obviously you were a good person and you did something. And I'm sure the state of Alabama is very grateful for that, along with the rest of the country. And I know you still have your finger on the pulse of what's happening nowadays in America. Give me a, you know, what do you think are some of the challenges that we face now? And there seem to be many.
Well, far and away, the biggest challenge that we face in the election system is the dominance of special interest groups that fund elections, in effect, by public policy in favor of themselves, not necessarily in favor of the public as a whole. And I'll give you an example in Congress. Now, this is a little bit out of date because the prices will be higher today than they were when I was in the House of Representatives. But if you wanted to be chairman of a major committee in the House of Representatives, the initial bid price was $1.2 million.
Wow.
And you can't get that kind of money from Joe and Jane Citizen. They just don't have it. So where do you have to go if you want to hold one of those powerful positions? You have to go to special interest groups and their political action committees. And what do they expect in return? They expect bad public policy. It's good for the special interest group because it pads their wallet, but it's bad for the national debt, or it's bad for those families who are struggling in the face of even higher taxes. And that corrupts the entire public policy debate. And I told them in Washington, I'm not participating in this. They offered me some lesser subcommittee chairmanships for $300,000 apiece. And I said, guys, this is corrupt practice. This is bribery. I'm just not going to do it. And so three different times they asked me to pay the $300,000, and three different times I said, thank you, but no thank you. But that's the way it works in Washington, D.C. And it's not necessarily who you pay the money to. For the Democrats, it goes to the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee in order to advance their belief system. For the Republicans, it goes to the National Republican Congressional Committee to advance their belief system. But it's what you have to do to get the money and the commitments you have to make. And the corruption of the process is really obnoxious. Most disheartening to see a lot of bad things happen because of political IOUs to special interest groups.
Well, sir, I can tell you this. You know, you have educated me on something. I thought I was pretty astute on many political things. I'm very well aware of how campaign fundraising goes, but I had no idea until right now that there was a funding process in place if you wanted to become like the head of the Armed Services Committee or whatever committee it might be. But that's what you're saying, is those have to be funded also, right?
Yeah, the committees are broken down by A, B, and C, or else no grade. The A committees are the ones the special interest groups care the most about and will pay you the most if you will do what they tell you to do. B committees, you mentioned Armed Services. Armed Services is considered a B committee. Some A committees, by way of example, would be the Appropriations Committee that spends these trillions of dollars on a regular basis. That's the worst one. Then you've got the Oil and Gas Committee called Energy and Commerce, okay? There's a lot of money to be made if you pass policies on oil and gas issues that these special interest groups won't, or that they want you to kill. Then you've got, what would be another one, financial services. That's the turf fights that you have between banks and credit unions and mortgage companies and different laws that affect their profitability. That's another A committee. So that gives you an idea of what happens in Washington. It happens in Montgomery, too, in it, but in a different way. It's the political action committees who have pretty much bought the public policies in Washington and in Montgomery. That's what we're up against as regular citizens.
Well, if, speaking of regular citizens, again, this is I'm learning on the fly here, but what can a regular citizen in this great country of ours do to try to stop something like that going on?
Well, it's hard. No one said that having a republic was going to be easy, particularly at this day and age. It's hard. Regular citizens, voting's not it, okay? Voting's important. But that's not it. You have to be smart when you vote. The reason the political action committees are so successful in purchasing policies is because money literally is the mother's milk of politics. And money is the mother's milk of politics because voters do not take the time to do their own homework to determine whether elected officials are doing what they want them to do. And as a result of that, the money in campaigns comes into play because the money is what buys the slick ads or the slick brochures that lead the sheep to the slaughter. So educate yourself. Don't just vote. Gosh, if you don't know what's going on, well enough to be impervious to the temptations of these political ads, then don't vote. Only vote if you have done your homework and you feel very, very comfortable that the person you're voting for is going to do what you want done, or the person you're voting against is actually going to do the things that you are against. Don't rely on the slick campaign ads paid by these political action committees that often induce voters to do the wrong thing. And quite clearly, look at how things are going nationally across the United States of America. We've got a lot of voters who have not taken the time to educate themselves, and they're easily persuaded to do the wrong thing, with the principal wrong thing being that we've got a $38 trillion debt that risks the devastation of our economy, which in turn risks the lives of a whole lot of people. $38 trillion is horrific. And if we were to have a national insolvency and bankruptcy, the damage that could be done to America is incalculable. But that's where we're headed because the voters haven't done their homework. They like getting all the goodies, but by golly, you also have to understand that someone's got to pay the bill. And often the people who are getting the goodies are going to end up paying more than if they just push the goodies themselves, because not only do they have to pay for those goodies, they have to pay for the government's intervention and the cost of operating the government agencies that manage whatever the programs are that are giving out the cash.
Well, sir, it sounds to me like you still need to be in the fight. But one question I would have also is if Mo Brooks could wave the magic wand and say, yea, verily, I want this to go away, what would be the one thing that you would say is going away?
I would require that our debt be eliminated within a specified period of time, and that deficit spending be outlawed except in times of declared war.
Okay, I would not disagree with that. What would be the second wave of the magic wand?
Well, gosh. Okay.
That's a pretty big wave on the first one, but I mean,
well,
maybe.
That's a pretty big question. I'm trying to think. You know, you've got moral values are extremely important. We need people who are honest, who are people of character, who are leading our country in Washington, D.C., from the House of Representatives, U.S. Senate, and the White House. You need the same thing in each of the state capitals and in your city governments and your county governments. So, yeah, I'd wave, if I had a magic wand, eliminate the deception and the lies that exist in politics. Make people tell the truth. Of course, you know, it is a magic wand. That's probably the only way you're going to get that done. Then you've got this huge fight between free enterprise and socialism. And if we lose that, I'm sorry, but socialism is horrific. It's bad. It's going to hurt the livelihood of everybody. Well, will all of us kind of be even keel on the same level? Yeah. You'll see 90% of the population that is less than middle class standards today. And then you'll still have the 10% that rule the roost and benefit from the labors of others. And that's how the Communist Party system works, okay? You've got basically the slave masters, that's the Communist Party, and then you got the slaves who are all working at the direction of the slave masters. And so you've got, as Animal Farm would depict it, you've got a very stark contrast between the haves and the have-nots. And that's what communism is all about, and contrast that to free enterprise, for anybody who is willing to do something better or faster or cheaper, who's dedicated to the task, who's prepared themselves for the task, they can do very well in an American economy, and you have a tremendous amount of movement between the different economic classes, from low income to middle income to upper income. There's a lot of movement in America because the freedoms that we enjoy that allow people to prosper based on their abilities and dedication. On the other hand, it also enables them to fail if they don't take advantage of the assets that they've been blessed with during their lifetime.
All right. Well, hey, sir, I'm going to ask you one more question, and I think you would be familiar with this because I seem to recall sitting up late at night and watching you on TV when these things were happening, and that is the proverbial government shutdown. I've always wondered why that always came down to the last minute. What can our country do? And the reason I ask this is it affects so many people here in the Huntsville area who work for the government to get that taken care of and not have to go to this last second shenanigans or whatever you want to call it. Why can't that be taken care of ahead of time?
That's a subpart of my commentary on the system by which you buy chairmanships for major committees. If you are going to be the puppet of a special interest group, that means that you have to do something for them. Typically, it is something that the general public does not like, okay? Because it's special interest. It's not general interest. It's special interest. And so if you're going to do something the public doesn't like, are you going to do that where the public can easily discern that you're doing it? If so, you might lose your job. And so what happens is, in Washington, the powerful people, the leadership, they refuse to pass our spending bills by the September 30th deadline. And they push these spending bills through continuing resolutions or minibuses or omnibuses or what have you. They push these these spending bills to the future. And what they hope to do is put together this massive, massive bill that threatens a government shutdown if you don't pass it. Preferably, politically, it ought to be done during the Christmas to New Year's time frame where the public's not focused on it. Preferably from the position of those who are corrupting the public policy debate. It ought to be sprung on Congress at the last second that nobody has a chance to read it. And in those bills are all the paybacks, or not all, but a good chunk of the paybacks to the special interests that control the senators and congressmen in Washington, D.C. And so when you see the spending bills not being timely passed, and they haven't been timely passed now for three decades.
Right.
So this is a course of conduct that is well established. We have not passed the appropriation bills, those are our spending bills, in a timely fashion in 30 years.
Amazing.
That's what precipitates the environment in which a shutdown occurs, when you just can't quite work out all the details of how all the money is going to be spent, in part because these special interest groups have gummed up the process by making the demands for things that are unpalatable to different groups and, of course, unpalatable to the general public.
It sounds to me like a righteous royal mess, but I do. I said one more question. I'm going to ask you one more because I've never heard anybody say this before, and that is, you said you were in competitive table tennis. Is that actually a league or something that you participate in, or are you just good at it?
Well, there's the United States Table Tennis Association, which is national in scope. Then in Alabama, there are various clubs, typically sanctioned or approved by the United States Table Tennis Association. And in Huntsville, Alabama, on Wednesday nights during basketball season or Thursday nights when it's not basketball season, there'll be a table tennis tournament. And some of the best players in the state of Alabama participate in that tournament. I played last Wednesday, and there were probably 30 to 40 of us. And you're placed on a table based on your skill set and also how you did the previous time you were there. If you won your table, you move up. If you lost your table, you move down. And occasionally I'll be on table one, but normally I'm on table two out of about five or six tables.
Well, you know what? Our listeners learned something about you today that they didn't know before, and I think that's pretty cool. Hey, sir, thank you for your time today. This has been a great boost to the first episode of Crawdads, of The Point with Bill Crawford. Always great to hear from you and catch up with you, and I hope you keep your talent somewhere where people can benefit from your knowledge and experience. So thank you, sir, and I don't know. In golf, you say hit them straight. I don't know what you say in table tennis, but I guess just hit them good.
Hit
them on. All right. Well, hey, we'll go ahead and get out of here, Brian. That was former congressman and legendary Alabama political figure Mo Brooks joining us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And we'll be back for the final segment of our show here in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Not as cold tonight compared to what we've seen over the last couple of nights. Temperatures only dropping into the upper 20s. An increase in cloud cover. A mostly cloudy sky for your Wednesday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 40, lower 50s. But there is an opportunity for a little bit of rain on Wednesday afternoon. Better opportunities for rain on Thursday. Temperatures climbing into the low 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Once again, our great producer in the next room, Brian Temple, is trying to keep me straight when I do something bad, like talk through a break, like I just did a minute ago. So we're going to have to get the clock back right. But one thing I did want to mention is let people know how you can listen to Talk Radio WZZN. The only local show is 2 to 4 every day, and that's little old me. And the best way to do that is a couple of ways. One, if you have an HD radio, go to 97.7.2 on your HD radio dial, and you can hear the show there. Or go to the App Store on your iPhone and get the radio. Just type in Talk Radio WZZN, and the app will pop up, and you get it, and it's on your iPhone, and you can listen to it forever and a day. What I do when I have it on my iPhone is I plug my iPhone into my good old Toyota Tacoma truck, and it plays right through the radio. Lastly, you can go to our website on talkradiowzzn.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a thing that says Listen Live. Just click Listen Live, and you can listen to our whole lineup of shows. Coming up after me is Guy Benson from 4 to 5 o'clock. After that is Will Kane from 5 to 6 o'clock. And after that, it's a guy who most of you are familiar with, Bill O'Reilly from 6 to 7. That's the lineup after I leave the hot seat. But I've certainly enjoyed being here today, and we're going to do this better and better. But right now, we've still got a little bit of time. If you want to give us a call in the last segment of the show, we will squeeze in as many as we can at 256-382-0724. So we're going to get out of here, and then we'll come back and see if we got any callers. If not, we'll just wrap it up. So, Brian, take it away.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
AL cert number 2101.
Business for a new air conditioning unit, only one place to call: Talon Heating and Air. Thomas from Talon Heating and Air with us. Thomas, this is the time.
That's right. People are needing HVAC, air conditioning repairs done left and right, and we're here to serve.
Talk about the services that Talon Heating and Air can provide.
So Talon Heating and Air, we can come out, we can fix your unit, we can replace your unit, or we can just do maintenance on your unit. We cover all aspects of anything to do with your house and HVAC, from mini splits to gas pack.
In the name of free, Talon Heating and Air offering several free things.
That's right. We're offering a free second opinion. We always offer that year round. And then we're also offering a free service call with a repair during regular hours. So
okay. It's Talon Heating and Air. Give them a call at
256-503-4490.
You can also find them online at
talenthvac.com.
Give Talon Heating and Air a call today.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you, so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
And I'm still home.
Folks, this is Bill Crawford back with you for the final segment of The Point. That little bumper music I have there, that's one of my favorite songs. That is Trace Adkins singing with the West Point Glee Club, a very inspirational song for those of you who support the military and support this country. And again, thank you for listening today. Keep this in mind. This is not my show. This is your show. And what we're hoping will happen in the near future is you will call in and tell us what your opinions are, and we'll discuss them and we'll analyze them, and we'll see if we can come up with perhaps a consensus on the best way to move forward in this great country of ours. A little bit of news. That's a little bit of news that Brian just informed me of, and that is, it just came across that Huntsville Hospital bought Crestwood Medical Center. What was the price, Brian? You said $450.
They're set to acquire them for a price of $450 million.
Wow.
That just from our friends in from Way 31 came up with a news alert on our phone. If you don't have our app, Talk Radio WZZN, you can get alerts from things like that all the time. Get it for iPhone and for Android.
There you go. Good advice from an expert producer, Brian. And that's going to be interesting to see all those hospitals combined to one. I know I've done business with both of them. And speaking of stuff about the medical thing, you probably heard the commercial that was pre-recorded from me talking about Regenesis stem cell. I can tell you this, it works. And if you're out there facing the option of having somebody slice one of your joints open or having stem cells put in it for about a 3-hour procedure, and then you can go home which way do you think I would choose? And folks, I think it's time for us to get out of here. And what
we also want to say thank you to Progenesis. They are our first sponsor here for The Point with Bill Crawford. We thank them, and if you'd like to be a sponsor, give us a call, 256-382-0724.
There you go. And so we're going to get out of here with a little Lee Greenwood in the background. And I took a course at West Point from a guy named Graham Allison called The Decision-Making Process, and he said this, and it's germane to this show. Where you stand depends on where you sit. And what I want to tell everybody out there is, like it or not, we're all sitting in the same boat. So we certainly need to learn how to row together and do things correctly in the future. And I will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And this is Bill Crawford. Good day. I'm out.